Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It was cold. Cold. Monday and Tuesday, so cold. It was just like minus 40, minus 50, counting the wind chill, which we didn't used to do, but now we do because it makes us feel more heroic. Just bitterly cold. You walked out the door and your face hurt, and the whole town just absolutely silent. Just a car goes by and then nothing else, and no sound whatsoever. There were no dogs out for hours and hours every day. They were all indoors, everybody inside. But then, you see, on Wednesday it sort of warmed up a little bit, like 3 or 4 degrees, and Thursday was a little warmer. So you see, it could have been worse, and it just had been worse. And now it wasn't as bad. And that's all we need to feel better, is that there's some slight improvement. We don't expect perfection. Church was not called off last Sunday, even though this polar vortex was moving in. And there were a lot of people in church. Up at the Catholic Church, Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, there were about 200 people. And with all of their enormous parkas, it was like 500 people in there. And Father Wilmer stood up in front of them and did his homily. It was from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was this steady chorus of coughing and snarfling and sniffing and nose honking, and it just sort of threw him off somehow. He started to listen, and then he realized that he was not talking about the Gospel of John anymore. He was talking about sharing and the Golden Rule, and he was doing a sermon that he gave 2.5 years ago. And he was sort of confused what the connection this was between "in the beginning was the Word." And he just stopped a 2.5-minute sermon. And nobody said anything. It was wonderful. This is the beauty of extremely cold weather. It's a form of forgiveness, you see. We have other things on our mind, and we're not holding people to account for every little mistake. People left church that morning, and they shook his hand, and they said it was one of the best sermons they'd ever heard, which was a little humiliating. But next week he's going to talk about this, that cold weather is a form of forgiveness. Things that if you did them in June, people would be talking about dementia, but now, no. There are other things happening. There was one dog who was released on Monday in the coldest part of the day. He was sent out in the morning to try to poop, and he could not do it. He was used to having a leash around his neck, and somehow there was conditioned behavior. His owner was standing in the picture window trying to pantomime what he was supposed to do. She was squatting, and the dog was looking at her, and so were the neighbors across the street. But we forgive these things, you see, when it's this cold. All the dogs had trouble with it. It was just too cold to poop. And finally on Thursday, just a whole mob of them went down by the lake, just creating piles everywhere. It was very festive and running around and sniffing each other's stuff, and it was good. It was great, beautiful. When it gets so extremely cold, all the little fish houses out on the lake and smoke coming up from a few of them, and people sitting there alone in the cold with heat. Wood heat, kerosene heat. Jerry Diener was out there sitting alone, enjoying the solitude, fishing little line through a hole in the ice, which he had attached to a tip-up, which if you get a bite, it will raise a little flag, if you care. He sat there. Jerry Diener, who runs the snowplow, one of the most boring jobs in town, he was a wild kid back in the day. He did things that if kids did them now, they would be referred to a social worker, and they would have to go through long sessions trying to get them to face up to themselves. But there was a lot of slack back then in the 50s and the 60s. He did stuff with toilet paper and throwing toilet paper onto people's trees and raw eggs, throwing them against cars and stuffing geese in somebody's trunk and all of these desperate, terrible things. The last thing he did, he was the last person in our town to tip over an outhouse, which he did in the coldest part of winter, the outhouse that used to be behind the warming house at the skating rink. And he tipped it over. There was an old lady inside it, and she went in, and Jerry Diener was waiting for her. And she, you know, she, there she was in this vulnerable moment with your defenses down and also your trousers. And then the world just turns and you land on your back. And what a terrible thing to do. He didn't realize that the era of practical jokes had passed. The world had shifted. We had changed. And we no longer smiled at these things. People were horrified, and they almost drove him out of town. And then they thought, no, we'll do something worse. We'll make him work for the county, and he can and he can run the snowplow. And so he's been doing that now for 25 years. Jerry Diener, what a disgusting job it is. Not much happens, that's the problem. Except 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the plow truck went over a big bump and it shook, and a mouse who had been living in the cushion of the passenger seat was thrown out and in a panic ran up Jerry Diener's right pants leg all the way up to his underwear. And in the course of this adventure, he wiped out 6 mailboxes and about 50 feet of restraining fences, and people didn't believe the story about the mouse because of his background playing practical jokes. Oh, long sessions being investigated by the town council, and he was put on probation, and he was almost fired. He wished they had fired him. What is he still doing in this town? He's not sure. His boy plays center for the Lake Wobegon Leonards basketball team. His boy, Dennis, 6'4", weighs 210. This kid ought to be aggressive under the basket, but he's not. We just don't bring our kids up to do that. For some reason, he stands there sort of apologetic and pale-faced and trying to avoid bumping into people. You're supposed to bump into people. You've got to do some bumping, kid. You've got to get in there, make your presence felt. But his son does not. Father sits up in the stands watching the boy get pushed around by smaller players as the team gets shellacked by St. Rosa. St. Rosa! They lost to St. Rosa. How could that be? The father stood up there and said, "Get in the game, you weenie!" And people looked at him in horror that a father would say that to his son. No, he wants to get out of this town. He's thinking about moving to Florida. His cousin Frank moved down to Florida about 25 years ago, and he's done really, really well in the condominium development business. His cousin Frank likes to come up from time to time and visit and make a big show. He likes to charter a plane down in Tampa, Florida, and fly up in the winter with his best friends and land on the lake. He gets a charter plane that has convertible skis on the front, and he can land it right there. And he had a fish house himself, a 3-bedroom fish house painted purple, and it had a steam room inside it, and a sauna and ovens and a big flat screen TV. He'd come up with his friends and they would sit there and fish through the ice, which people from Florida found really amazing. He came up once, and Jerry Diener, as a joke, set out the orange pylons to mark the landing strip on the ice for Cousin Frank to land the plane on. And he found a pop-up figure of a bear made of sheet metal. And he laid it out on the ice, and he attached it to the spring mechanism so it lay flat. And he covered it with snow. And he waited as the plane came in, and it was making its approach, and it was 10 feet off the ground and then 5 feet off the ice. And it came in, and he pulled the wire, and the bear, whoa, jumped up. And the plane skewed off to one side, and it crashed into 3 fish houses. Nobody was in them, thank God. Everybody got out, but they hit a kerosene tank, and it burst into flame, and the whole plane burned, and all these people screaming and yelling. Nobody was injured, but still. And they all knew who had done it, Jerry Diener. There were people who wouldn't speak to him for years after that. Cousin Frank was one of them. And then Cousin Frank called him a couple of months ago and didn't bring up the subject of the plane crash. Asked Jerry how he was. Jerry said, fine. Frank said, you ought to come down here. I could use a partner in the business. It's beautiful down here. A lot of fishing, deep sea fishing. Jerry thought about it. He's mentioned it to Barbara, and Barbara says, you go if you want to, I'm not going. So, that would be part of the decision, wouldn't it? His son graduates from high school in the spring. He'll be free to go. Go down to Florida. Start a new life for himself. Thinking about this. His flag came up. He'd caught a fish. He reached in. It was a sunfish. He worked the hook out of its lower lip, put it back. It swam away. Cousin Frank does deep sea fishing down in Florida. Goes out for marlin, grouper, tuna, shark, the elusive wahoo. Sits in a swivel chair in the stern of the boat as it's bucking through the waves, a manly, manly place to be, with a pole that's in a holder, pulling in big, big fish, leaning way back. And Jerry leaned back in his chair, imagining pulling in a marlin. And he leaned back a little bit too far. And he fell backwards. And he banged his head on the plywood floor of his fish house. And felt funny. Got up, felt a little woozy. Something had happened in his head. He couldn't decide what. And just to make sure he still had his faculties, he recited a poem he had learned in high school. Loveliest of trees, the apple now is hung with snow along the bough. It stands along the woodland ride, wearing white for Christmastide. Now of my 80 years and 10, 50 will not come again, which only leaves me 20 more before I fly to golden shore. And since to glimpse the world anew, which is the service we must do, along the woodland I will go to see the apple hung with snow. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.